Our epistle for this seventh Sunday after Pentecost is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 6, verses 19 through 23. Brethren, I speak in a human way because of the weakness of your flesh. For as you yielded your members as slaves of uncleanness and iniquity unto iniquity, so now yield your members as slaves of justice unto sanctification. For when you were the slaves of sin, you were free as regards justice. But what fruit had you then from those things of which you are now ashamed? For the end of these things is death. But now set free from sin and become slaves to God. You have your fruit unto sanctification, and as your end, life everlasting. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is life everlasting in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. Continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 through 21. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but are inwardly are ravenous wolves. By their fruits you will know them. Do men gather grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? Even so, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them. Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven shall enter the kingdom of heaven." Thus far the words of today's epistle and Holy Gospel. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. He who does the will of my Father in heaven shall enter the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends in Christ, it's been kind of on my mind for a while, the whole topic about relationships. What is a relationship? A relationship is the position of one person towards another person, or a thing towards another thing. There are good relationships, there are bad relationships, there are just relationships. You have, of course, your enemies, whether they consider you their enemy or you consider them your enemy. You have that relationship, very negative. You have those that just exist in the same world as you. You have work associates, whether just because you're hired by the same business or you're in business with other people. You have your family, your friends, your intimates. I'm sure there are other categories, but those are the basics. And this is where we ask ourselves the very important question of, what is my relationship with God? Are we enemies? Do we just exist in the same realm together? Are we only business associates? Kind of work with him? Do we have a friendly relationship with him? Do we consider him family? Are we intimate with him? Now, no doubt, everyone in here would most definitely reject the first. No, I'm not an enemy with God. I don't want to be an enemy with God. But let's pause for a moment. Anytime we sin and we do our self-will, is that not enmity? The good Lord maintains it is us who either turn towards him or away from him. When we turn away from him by sin, that's our will, and we have made him our enemy, not because he wants to be our enemy, but because we have decided to disobey. and to violate his command, which he makes the telltale sign of whether or not we love him. If you love me, keep my commandments. The second category, there are people who they know about God, but that's all they do. Yeah. Do you believe in God? Yeah, I believe in God. Well, is he a part of your life? Well, I mean, you know, he created me. You have those that are associated, almost business associates. Oh, when they need to, they go to confession. They're obliged, okay, they come to Mass on Sunday. But do they call upon him every day, each day? Do they gather their family and friends around them and say, let's call upon the Lord? Let's make sure he's in our equation. I was more of a business associate. I got myself in trouble again. I better go to confession. I don't want to go to hell. And let's not make any bones about it, but there is a hell. And when we think about it, yeah, we don't want to go there, but the good Lord doesn't want us to go there more than we don't want to go there. That's why he came, taught us a way, paid the price, and invites us. Are we friends with Christ? If we are, what type of friends are we? Fairweather friends? Teabag friends? Remember that type of friendship? A teabag friend? Those are the ones that are only effective when they're in hot water. Do we have a true friendship? And are we trying to perfect that friendship? Because true friendships always strive to perfect friendship. Is he part of our family? Do we have an intimate relationship with him? Let's pause for a moment. Isn't that the type of relationship he wants to have with us? How much more intimate can you get than the good Lord coming and becoming one with you in Holy Communion? But just because you receive him in Holy Communion doesn't mean that you're good to go. Receive him in Holy Communion and doing nothing after that is just like saying, Lord, Lord. And our Lord says today, they who say, Lord, Lord, will not enter the kingdom of heaven, but they who do the will of my Father in heaven will enter the kingdom of heaven. There's a vocation that we are given. By the good Lord himself, we are called to become saints. He's charted out the path, and straight and narrow is the path that leads to salvation, and few there are that go. Broad and wide is the way that leads to destruction, and many there are that follow. But it's all resting upon one point, and that point is called choice. He has already chosen to love us. The idea of us was so beautiful to him that he created us. And then he redeemed us. And he invites us. But it has to be his way, his truth, his life, our choice. And you can make, we can play all the games that all the people have played for centuries past about making up our own truth. Well, my truth, well, I really believe this, and let's try to get as many people to agree with us, and all you're dealing with is hogwash. And you're cheating yourself out of the opportunity of a lifetime. Seriously, lifetime. Because let's not kid ourselves. We have a test. It's called life. And every second that ticks comes closer to that moment called eternity. And the choice that we make in this life will determine our eternity. It's not God's choice. He's already chosen. He's chosen you. He's offered you an invitation. He invites you. But let's not kid ourselves. In this day and age, so many have chosen the way of the world. So many cheat themselves out of what they could have, not only in eternity, but now. Because of habits of sin, because of weakness, because selfishness, really, what it comes to. You ever try to have a relationship with somebody who's selfish? It's misery. And it doesn't work. St. Paul talks today about that choice when he says, but now free from sin and become slaves of God. Choice. There's a little sarcasm in it. You can find that in St. Paul's epistles. Who's going to willingly become a slave? Well, just because of our fallen human nature, we consider obligation slavery, don't we? Because you have to tell yourself no. You have to take up your cross. You have to follow. But that's a choice. You have your fruit unto sanctification, and as your end, life everlasting. The wages of sin is death. He's talking eternal death. But the gift of God is life everlasting, only and only in Christ Jesus our Lord. Your choice. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.